B, C, D, E, F, G.
School is open, and that means a real job sending the children off looking spick and span. Well, there's where Quick Sudsing Swan Soap is a big help. Swan's fast, gentle suds do wonders for shining faces and busy little hands and knees.
W-N-X-Y-Z. Swan's the soap for Mom and me.
The makers of Rinso are proud to present The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Good evening, friends. The mayor and I were getting a little philosophic over a game of checkers the other night, and I said, "Mr. Mayor, what's your definition of a friend?" "Well, Harlow," he said, "a friend's someone who helps you over the tough spots, makes things easier for you." "Mr. Mayor," I said, "by a curious coincidence, that description reminds me of the new anti-sneeze Rinso." "Curious coincidence, my foot," said the mayor. "Harlow Wilcox, everything reminds you of Rinso." And so it does. But Rinso is a real friend when it comes to the weekly wash. For Rinso makes the job really easy. A short soaking, a few quick finger rubs on extra soiled places, and your clothes are ready to rinse. So call on your friend, the new anti-sneeze Rinso, this wash day, won't you? And now, The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore.
Good morning, Mayor's office. Oh, yes, just a moment. It's your daughter on the phone in Philadelphia.
Oh, fine, fine. Hello, hello, Margaret, how are you?
Just fine, Dad, how about you?
Well, I couldn't be better. I sent Mary Riley down to the train to meet Holly. She should be here any minute.
I wanted to talk to you about Holly. She's really gotten beyond me. Every week she has a crush on someone new. It was all right when it was Tyrone Power and Robert Taylor, but last week she was going to elope with the insurance man.
Well, now, Margaret, I wouldn't worry about it too much. It's all part of growing up.
I wouldn't have let her come right now, Dad, but I did want John and her to get more acquainted in a normal way. You see, I haven't told her yet that John and I are going to be married. I thought it'd be better after she knew more of him. But now I don't know.
Oh, it's perfectly all right, Margaret. I remember when you slept with Rudolph Valentino under your pillow. You leave Holly to me. I'll call on you Sunday.
All right, Father. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's the matter with Holly?
If you wouldn't listen in on all my conversations, you wouldn't have such long ears.
If you'd make them in your own office where you're supposed to, I wouldn't have to listen.
Good morning, Mayor.
Hello, John. How's the district attorney's office? Come on in.
Now, Mayor, please don't forget the meeting at 10.
All right, Minnie, all right. Minnie worries too much. I think she needs a vacation. She looks tired.
Well, Minnie never looked better in her life. You just want a vacation from discipline, that's all.
Well, a little vacation never did anyone any harm.
When does my future daughter-in-law arrive?
Any minute now, John.
You know, Mayor, I'm a mighty lucky man.
Yes, I think you are, John.
I've lived a long time without marrying. I kind of fancied myself a confirmed bachelor until I met Margaret. Margaret's a combination of Joan of Arc, Hedy Lamarr, and my mother. And that's pretty terrific.
I'll say that's quite a compliment.
Hello, Grandfather.
Holly! Well, well, well. Come here to Grandfather.
If she was my granddaughter, I'd get her home and scrub that red stuff off her lips and fingernails. Oh, good morning, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Marilla.
You remember Mr. Andrews, don't you, Holly?
Of course I do. How do you do, Mr. Andrews?
Hello, Holly. May I drive you and Marilla home? Maybe we can stop off for a soda. The mayor has a meeting.
I'm not riding anywhere until she washes her face. She's not going out like that in the streets of Springdale.
But, Marilla, all the girls wear lipstick and nail polish. You're just old-fashioned. Don't you want me to look pretty?
Pretty is as pretty does.
Could I speak to you a moment, Grandfather, please? Alone?
Why, of course you can, Holly. John and Marilla will wait for you in the car.
Oh, stuff and nonsense.
Well, see you later, Mayor.
Grandfather.
Hmm?
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, that all depends. Why?
Oh, I just wondered. Is Mr. Andrews married?
Well, not exactly, but although he might be said to have leanings in that direction.
Oh. Well, I'll be going now. I'll see you tonight, Grandfather.
But what did you want to ask me?
That was all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Holly, listen. Here comes Willie. He'll be glad to see you.
Willie is a child.
Oh, I thought you were quite fond of my office boy.
I was a child then, too.
Oh, I see.
Well, open my eyes and call me honey. Hey, Skirt, here's your root suit and a reed pleat.
Willie, will you never grow up? I'll see you this evening, Grandfather.
Hey, Mayor, what happened? What's chilled the breath of my beloved?
Willie, how old are you?
16, sir. Why?
Well, you're 16 and I'm nearer 60, and your understanding of women is just as clear as mine. Willie, we've got a problem. Well, there's work to be done here. What's the matter, Holly? You've been staring out of that window for hours.
Nothing.
You sure you wouldn't like to go to a movie? It's Tyrone Power.
No, thank you.
Holly, how would you feel if your mother was to marry again?
Mother? Marry again? Oh, but she wouldn't. She couldn't.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Mother's just mother. She belongs to me.
Oh, wouldn't you like to have a father, too?
No. No, I wouldn't. I'd hate it.
Your father's been dead for 8 years. Your mother might get lonely, you know. Holly, listen to Grandfather. Everyone needs a family.
We're a family, Mother and I.
A family is a mother and a father and a child. Maybe a dog or two. Anyone who has just a mother or just a father has only half a family. Why, Holly, you've never had the chance to see what a father can be.
I don't need a father, I tell you. I don't want one. My mother's enough.
Not need a father, Holly? Well, you might as well say you don't need a mother. God created the need for both of them in the human heart.
Why are you saying these things to me? Is my mother... If she marries again, I'll run away. I won't live with anyone else. I won't do it.
There. We won't say anything more about it. Let's have a game of checkers. I think that's what we both need.
All right. Grandfather, is Mr. Andrews a good district attorney?
John? Why, he's one of the best. Your move.
I think he's very handsome. He looks a little like Melvin Douglas if you squint one eye.
Well, I'll try that tomorrow and let you know.
Grandfather, if you were an older man, could you fall in love with me?
Huh? Well, there go two of your men now, young lady. Well, I might.
You see, I think I've fallen in love with an older man. That's why I couldn't eat my dessert tonight. It hit me all of a sudden, right in the middle of my chocolate pudding.
Your move. Who are you in love with, Holly?
Why, Mr. Andrews. Who else?
Great stars and little planets.
Maybe he feels the same way. He did ask me to play tennis in the morning, and I canceled out our names, and they came out courtship and love. He was courtship. Grandfather, what are you staring at?
The handwriting on the wall. And it spells trouble.
It's ridiculous. It's positively the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I refuse to be a party to such a thing.
John, the child has to be cured if you and Margaret are ever to be happy together. Now do it my way.
I think you're crazy. I think you're absolutely stark, raving mad.
John, I'm an old man.
Okay, it's your advantage in years, but mind you, I think you're going to get us both in a lot of hot water.
You just leave everything to me. Now I'll go home and talk to Holly. You know, John's a lot older than you, Holly. Do you think you'd be happy with him? He's pretty set in his ways.
He could be young with me.
Well, yes, but how will you feel about an old, decrepit man of 38?
Why, Grandfather, you always said a man hadn't lived until he'd passed 40.
Oh, what nonsense I talk sometimes.
I want to marry him, Grandfather. Without him, I'll be old, too. Nothing will have any meaning.
This is what comes of those Myrna Loy, William Powell movies. Well, I just wanted you to be sure, that's all, Holly. After all, that phrase, as long as you both shall live, is for a long time.
I am sure.
Holly, I congratulate you. At 15, you found the thing most people hunt for years. You'll be a young bride, but a very lovely one.
A bride? A bride?
Yes, my dear. Life is at your feet now, ready to be lived. So just follow me and live it.
Play the piano just because John does. I hate the tired old piano.
Why, Holly, I can just see the light in John's eyes right now when he hears you play that piece for him. He loves the piano.
And why do I have to darn John's socks? I never saw such holes.
Darning socks is the sacred duty of every wife, Holly. Now, take smaller stitches.
But it isn't any fun. Can't I have any fun?
Be fair, Holly. There's John sitting down in that office working for you, thinking of you, loving you.
Oh, I hate John, his socks and his mangy old piano.
Why, Holly Ann Hogue. Now go on, play that piece again.
Potatoes thinner, Holly. You're wasting half of them.
Darned old thing.
When you're through, you can sweep the kitchen and then help me make the beds.
Oh,
yes, yes. And your grandfather wants you to read 3 chapters of The Theory of Law.
But I wanted to play tennis with Willie.
Oh, not today. There'll never be time today. And tonight, you're going to the Red Cross Sewing Circle with me.
Oh, Marilli, I wish I was dead.
Hello, Holly Ann. We're all going over to the meadows for a picnic. Do you think you could come?
Hello, Willie. No. I have to mend and bake a cake and read a law book. I'm learning to be a woman.
Well, if you're going to be a woman right away, you're going to miss a lot of fun. So long.
So long.
Come along, Holly Ann. There's work to be done.
Now I know how Mary Queen of Scots felt as the axe came down. I've been young, and now I am old. Old. Oh, dear. Father. There's a dance at the country club tonight, and Willie's asked me to go.
What'd you tell him?
I said I'd call. Please, could I go, do you think?
Well, now, Holly, how can you? You're engaged to be married.
Well, couldn't I be sort of unengaged for one evening?
No.
One evening, Grandfather.
No, Holly, I'm afraid not.
Oh, Grandfather, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married at all.
But you said John was the great love of your life.
That was 2 days ago. I was a child then. I didn't know what love was.
And you do now?
Sure I do. Love is darning socks and washing dishes and not caring who calls up to ask you to the country club dance.
And you couldn't do that for John?
No, I couldn't.
Well, now, this is a pretty serious matter, Holly. You'll have to talk to John and see if he'll release you.
Do you think he will?
Holly, I don't know.
Oh!
Victory! Hello? Oh, yes, Margaret. Well, this is a surprise. Shall I come down and meet you? Oh, well, all right. We'll be expecting you. Marilli? Margaret's here. Where's her?
Mayor? Oh, Mayor.
Good heavens, Marilli, what is it?
I don't know what you're ever going to say to that child's mother. I told you you'd get your nose cut off someday pushing it into someone else's trouble.
What are you talking about?
She's run off, that's what she's done. I found this note on her pillow when I went in to call her for supper.
I've made a mess of my whole life, and now I feel I can't go on anymore. You'll all be better off without me. Signed, H.A.H. Oh, Marilli.
Well, what are you going to do?
Get the police commissioner on the phone, Marilli.
Folks, do you mind if I intrude for a moment? You know, if you were to walk down Maple Street here in Springdale and stop at the third house from the corner of Green Street, you'd see a tidy little one-family house. And if you were to run up the steps and ring the bell, The chances are very much in favor of your meeting one of my favorite people, Sarah McGregor.
Howdy, Harlow.
Hello, Sarah. I was just telling the folks about you.
I suppose you're bragging again about how you first got me to try your insole.
Well, no, I hadn't mentioned it yet, but I admit I was going to. First off, though, would you call yourself a stubborn woman?
Why, Harlow Wilcox, what a thing to say. Of course I'm not. Maybe I'm a mite set in my ways, but that's all.
Yes, but you admit you never would try Rinso till I sneaked a box into your kitchen, would you?
A fine thing to do.
Well, are you sorry now?
Are you touched in the head, Harlow? Of course I'm not sorry. Wouldn't dream of using anything else now.
And you admit Rinso makes dishwashing a cinch, and it gives the best darn suds, and it's economical, and...
Yes, and it's anti-sneeze and the rest. I admit it all.
And you won't be stubborn, set in your ways anymore?
Of course I will. But now I'm set the rinse away, and that'll be all of your teasing.
Thank you, and goodbye, Sarah. And now, let's get back to the mayor of the town with Lionel Barrymore.
Hello, Al. Any word? Yes, I understand. You'll call me as soon as you hear anything. Well, goodbye.
Margaret, don't look like that. She'll be all right.
She's such a baby. Where could she have gone so quickly?
The entire force has been out all night looking for her. Margaret, I don't know what to say to you. I wanted to teach the child a lesson.
Did you have to break her heart to do it? I can't stand sitting here like this. I'm going down to the police station and wait. I'll get a room at the hotel.
I'll go with you.
I'm sorry, John. I'd rather go alone.
Well, I'd like to talk this over with you.
There's nothing to talk over. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing further for us to talk about at all, John.
Oh, now, Margaret. This wasn't John's fault. Be fair now. They'll find the girl. They have to find her. I'm going out and look again myself right now. We'll have her back by night, and then everything will be fine again.
I hope so. I'll take her back to Philadelphia then, where she won't be such a problem to everyone.
Oh, Margaret.
Good night, Father. Good night, John.
Well, come on, John. Let's go out again. Let's go out again.
Hello, Marilla. Have you got anything to eat? I'm hungry.
Land alive. Where have you been?
I slept in the barn last night. It was cold.
Well, I just hope they let me have the licking of you. You scared the daylights out of all of us. Mayor? Oh, Mayor. Here, I'll fix you some bread and jelly. That'll tide you until breakfast. Mayor! Oh, of all the outrageous things to do, hiding in the barn. You probably caught your death of cold, and it'll serve you right, too.
What is it, Marilla? Oh, thank heaven.
Hello, Grandfather. I decided to come back if anybody wanted me. It was cold in the barn.
Go call Margaret, Marilla.
Yeah. Is Mother here?
Yeah, she came last night. We were all up all night hunting for you.
I told you not to worry. After all, it's been such a problem. And I led John on and broken his heart and made you ashamed of me. I thought you'd be glad to be rid of me.
Granddaughter, let me tell you something. I never meant for you to marry John. I just wanted you to learn a little bit of the working side of marriage. I knew I was setting a hard row for you to furrow, but I didn't think any granddaughter of mine would ever let herself be licked. Holly, listen to Grandfather a moment. Being a woman is a proud and lovely thing. Have you ever stopped to think that almost all the brave and gallant deeds that have ever been accomplished have been done either in the name of a woman or with the help of one? King Arthur fought for Guinevere, and Robin Hood for Maid Marian, and Madame Curie worked along with her husband, and Madame Pasteur, and... Well, more women than I could ever begin to tell you. Debussy and Beethoven and Schubert wrote some of the greatest music when they were in love. Shelley and Wordsworth and Keats, their finest poetry. And all were for ladies gracious and gentle, yet strong and enduring as good steel.
They were all very beautiful, though, weren't they, Grandfather?
Yes, well, sure. Yeah, they were all very beautiful. As all women are beautiful who have integrity and courage. Your grandmother was that kind of a woman, and your mother. And I hope that you will be.
Do you think I can't be?
Well, I don't know, Holly. A little discipline and you went completely to pieces. You see, your heart is a pretty important thing. You don't hand it out to this one and that one and keep saying, give it back. It wasn't for you after all. After a while, it gets a little crumpled around the edges. And men look at it and think, well, this is a giddy little heart that knows nothing of constancy.
You think I'll be like that, Grandfather?
Well, you might be if you got started wrong. When someone asks for your heart, it's up to you to say, I'll keep it for a while yet. I think you're pretty swell right now, but I'll see how I feel next year.
If I keep on doing that, I'll be an old maid.
No, not you. Not a bit of it. But right now, you're acquiring a mental measuring rod. It's a slow process, but when it's completed, then, and only then, will you be a woman grown and ready to give your heart away. You understand, Holly?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, Grandfather.
Yeah, now we'll say no more about it. Holly, are you pretty grown up now?
Yes.
Well, then I'm going to tell you something squarely as one adult to another. And as an adult and as my granddaughter, I expect you to face it and take it like a thoroughbred.
Yes, Grandfather?
Your mother and John Andrews are going to be married. She sent you here to me so you could both become better acquainted before she told you.
My mother and Mr. Andrews?
Yeah. She feels that he and I have made you most unhappy. Now, unless you make her feel differently, she won't marry him. And that will break her heart.
If she does, it'll break mine.
Nonsense. You're going to gain by this, not lose. You're keeping your mother and getting a father, too.
I don't want him. I hate him.
Holly Ann, I'm completely and thoroughly ashamed of you. You're a spoiled, selfish little girl. I'm sorry I've wasted my time with you. Your mother, in a second last night, threw everything aside that she loved to spring to your defense. And you won't give up a thing for her.
Holly, oh, darling. Darling, I was so worried.
But, Mother, how could you ever do such a thing, worrying us all like this? Big as you are, you certainly deserve to be spanked.
But I didn't want to get married. I thought I was going to have to, and there was a dance at the country club.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Come on, Holly, we're staying at the hotel until train time.
Until train time? Oh, we can't go anyplace on a train. You see, I have a tennis date with my father.
With your father? What are you talking about?
Grandfather told me about you and Mr. Andrews. I think it's swell. He's going to take me to play tennis and bicycle riding and things.
But, darling, I'm not going to marry Mr. Andrews.
No, Margaret.
Please, Grandfather, leave this to me. Mother, there's something it's time you learned. Being a woman is a proud and lovely thing. You don't keep handing out your heart and then saying, give it back. It wasn't meant for you. After a while, it gets all crumpled, doesn't it, Grandfather?
Yes, yes. Yep. That's exactly what it does.
And Shelley and Debussy and lots of people wrote the finest things for ladies who were gracious, but what were they like, Grandfather?
Strong and enduring as good steel.
Don't you want to be strong and enduring like good steel, Mother?
Why, Holly, last night you were so unhappy you ran away. You thought it was the end of the world.
Last night I was a child.
John and Grandfather said you had to marry him.
Well, you see, Mother, it was time I learned a lesson. I had to learn that love was darning socks and things. It wasn't Grandfather's fault I ran away. Oh, Mother, I'm going to be awful sure before I start falling in love again.
Father, you're a very wonderful man.
Not a bit of it. I just got a doggone wonderful granddaughter.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Mother.
Hi, everybody. Can I come in? Hey, what's all the showering about?
Oh, it's just women talking to each other. You'll get used to it, Willie.
Hello, Willie. Gotta go find my father. We have a date. We aren't leaving today, are we, Mother?
No, not today.
Then what am I doing here? I came to say goodbye.
I'm sorry, Willie, but I have to play tennis with my father. But if there should happen to be a dance at the country club tonight, and you should happen to ask me, and Mother should happen to say I could go, I would.
Hey, swell! How about it, Mrs. Hogue?
What do you think, Father?
I think Holly definitely has a dance coming to her.
Skirt, you got a date. Come on, I'll walk you downstairs.
Father, did I ever tell you that I love you very much?
Oh, good heavens. Well, what time is it? I've got to run. There was a board meeting at 9 and a school trustee affair at 10.
You don't like sentiment, do you, Father?
Sentiment's all right in its place, but there's work to be done at the City Hall. Goodbye, Margaret. See you at dinner.
Oh, so here you are.
Uh-oh. Avenging justice. Hello, Minnie.
I just thought you might like to know. City Hall's on fire.
What? What? Oh, where's my hat? I'll see you later, Margaret.
Goodbye, Mrs. Hoag. Call him later at the office.
But it's on fire.
Mrs. Hoag, when you've worked for the mayor as long as I have, you'll find yourself stooping to anything. The only thing burning at City Hall is the school committee and the plumbers board. But once I get him inside that office, I'm locking the door.
Mr. Barrymore will be back in a moment. I guess a great many of you have been hearing that Bob White whistle on your radios lately. Yes, that's it. And of course, when you listen carefully, you can imagine that the Bob White is really saying...
Rinso White, Rinso White.
Yes, Rinso White is something to sing about. I guess that famous whiteness is just one of the many reasons why the new anti-sneeze Rinso is the only soap that wins the recommendation of the makers of 33 leading washers. The Bendix Home Laundry, for example. Yes, the Bendix Home Laundry people will tell you to use Rinso, now more than ever. For as you know, there will be no Bendixes made for the duration, because the washer industry is devoting its full time to the war effort. But if you stick to Rinso in your Bendix Home Laundry, you'll get results to be proud of, week after week, wash after wash. So do as the Bendix Home Laundry makers suggest. Use Rinso faithfully, and have your Bendix checked by a dealer. And now our star, Mr. Lionel Barrymore.
Friends, we're being asked to do a great many things these days, and that's the way it should be. This is a terrible war, and we've got to fight it right here at home in a thousand ways. One way we can all fight is to collect kitchen fats. Kitchen fats make glycerin, and glycerin makes explosives. So don't let another meal go by without saving your kitchen fats. It's terribly important. And on the entertainment front, don't forget that tomorrow night, that's Monday the 14th, the Lux Radio Theater returns to the air to start its ninth season. Their opening play is an adaptation of the film This Above All. And we'll have as its stars Barbara Stanwyck and Tyrone Power. You can depend upon the Lux Radio Theater for an hour of thrilling, dramatic entertainment tomorrow night and every Monday night from now on. Just consult your local newspaper for time and station. Good night.
And don't forget to tune in next Sunday night when the makers of Rinso present The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore, who appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The Mayor of the Town is written by Miss Jean Holloway. Harlow Wilcox speaking. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.